So after a wee break there, obviously depends how Andy edits it, we are going to go to the West. We're not going to bother, but because we talked about promotion and relegation also from the Prem and from the Lowland, we probably need to talk about the West.
Yes.
It's all tasting up in the Premiership. There are also a certain number of teams that have spent big in Division 1 also. So I think we'll just recap obviously where we're going to go. I think we'll go to Division 1 first. We'll go to Division 1. You want to go with that?
Give me 2 seconds. I'm just going
to aye, Division 1 consists of some big teams, big spenders and big name players that actually came from full-time football at the start of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, to name a few, we'll wait till Andy gets the teams.
Yep. So we've got top of the league is Drumchapel.
Yes, again, they've got a certain David Templeton still kicking the ball for them.
They've got 3 games over Peters Hill.
Yeah, so Peters Hill again, they're a team that's kind of started the season a bit iffy.
Yeah.
Not too great. And then a wee renaissance, and we just signed, or Lithgow just signed, obviously, PJ, a striker, a young laddie.
PJ striker.
PJ the striker, because I didn't want to get his nickname. Is it McGiff?
Aye, I think so.
Aye, I'm sure it was. That's terrible.
And then Kilwinning Rangers are third.
See, can win another one. You know, won the great last year, relegated, they've been now sitting third.
And then obviously Rutherglen are fourth.
Yep.
And then Blantyre Victoria are fifth. Shots Bonacord are sixth. Ashfield are seventh. Eighth are St Rocks. Nine are Kilburnie Lakeside. 10 are Johnston Borough, who have just changed their manager.
Well, that's the team.
Yep.
Wow.
Indeed.
10th. Not good.
They've played 4 less games in the team league, the team at the top, but they are 16 points behind.
So, Mr. Lafferty missed half the season.
Sorry, 2 games, I should. Aye.
Dorans has been banging them in from the penalty spot.
Yep.
And it's about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's not much I'll really say to them.
Probably a very disappointing season for them. But everybody has seen all these names come in and you're expecting them to be.
Well, the other big name was also, what's his name at the back? He signed from Cove.
Oh, I can't think of his name.
It's no Watson, it's the other one. Is it Dyer? Oh, it's his puss. Because also Cove full time and he dropped in.
Oh, I don't even think I'm sure I'm carrying the squad now.
Well, Derek is when he's ex, obviously, thing me jig, Pollock, he made the step down. Graham Dorans, Kyle Lafferty. Jason Naismith.
Yeah, that was it.
That's ex-Ross County, Cove, Christ, probably Aberdeen as well at some point.
Was it not Hibs?
It was at Hibs as well, aye. Yeah.
Tells you need to know.
You know, so it just shows you.
Yeah.
They've got some really top players in there. As much as they might be at the older age gap, shouldn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Shouldn't matter. But again, does it show you how competitive that side of the league is?
Yep.
You know, we've talked about knitting grit. I mean, the West has always been branded as a harder game.
Of course it has.
But we're at the point now where we're thinking they've done a Cayman.
Yeah.
You know, a bit of infrastructure, a big obviously name behind them, and try to be competitive as possible.
Yeah.
But it's kinda backfired more for them.
Drumchapel on a good side.
We missed Drumchapel at the start of the season with a friendly, it got cancelled.
Yeah.
So I was actually hoping to see how they were.
Because
the season before they also got really far in the Scottish.
Yeah, we had them in a friendly and they were just a big side. You could see we drew with them, but you could just see how good a side they were.
Yeah. So they know at that level that's what you need to be. Yep. Next season's all about quality. So it looks like they're gonna win the league.
When we played Rutherglen in the Scottish and the South Challenge.
Did you?
We beat them in the Scottish.
Yep.
And they beat us in the South Challenge. Again, but we've probably threw it away more than.
Well, this is the biggest problem, is that we don't know enough of the players that are through there. I mean, there's probably players that know these other teams that you think, oh, I remember him, he's played for, say, Albion Rovers or Clyde and all these kind of teams.
They're a good side, they are a good side. You could see how good a side they were. And again, I think that's 3 go up. So, again, they've got a very good chance of going up.
Yeah.
Drumchapel will probably win the league, although.
But there you go, Drumchapel at the point as well, are they ready to go up?
Yeah,
well, you know, the ground isn't old fashioned, it's old school, it's tough.
It's the Donald Dewar Centre they play now.
Oh, they're going to go and stop after last season?
They play the Donald Dewar Centre.
There you go.
So, Astral Patch,
I set up what do you call them? Gut Cairn.
Aye.
Yeah, we'll come on to him as well.
Yes.
In the Prem. So, aye. All competitive. Again, you think it's going to be Drumchapel season.
I think
their title, get up to the Prem, see how it takes them. Do you think there's any hope for Johnson Borough?
Nah. I think they'll miss the playoffs as well.
Yeah.
And partly Naismith must have been terrible. It's just no luck for them at all. So no. I think it'll be a build a new job and a build job and see how it goes.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
We'll move up there. We'll go and move up. We'll talk about the Premier.
Yeah, let's go for it because it's tasty.
It's very tasty. So Clydebank are top of the league with 27 games played with 48 points.
And this is where it comes in though, because there's so many games in hand for certain teams, and some teams are also played all of the games.
This is why I'm
Clydebank top.
Yes.
Sounds good. Clydebank for Clydebank, but
48 points. But St Carrick's are second. So last year's East Kilbride side.
What the fuck happened? They were sitting eighth or something about flipping. Month ago, the last time I checked.
24 games.
I'm sure they were. I'm not didn't cope with that. But when the last time I looked, I went, ah, St Carrick's, dead rubber.
St Carrick's, 24 games played, 42 points.
Yeah.
So they have three games in hand and are 6 points behind.
Yeah.
Beath.
Third.
21 games played, 41 points. Talbot, another team that, where the fuck have they came from?
Yep.
22 games played.
Tommy Sloan doing his magic again.
Aye, 39. Darvel, who actually were in a better position.
Did they win last night?
I know they were beefy. Largs won now.
Him.
Again, and that game, Largs are on the same points now.
Yeah. And there you go.
Largs have played the same amount of games.
Where have they been for the last fucking 20 years?
Again, but if they win their three games in hand, they're a point behind Clydebank.
Yeah.
Like, Darvel the same. If Darvel had won last night, that would have put them in
Clydebank's in a pedestal at the moment until the results happen.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so that's. They've got 23 and 24 games played, 38 points each. Ben Burb have played 25, so they're probably out of it because they've got 37. Pollock have got 4 games in hand over Clydebank.
Mm-hmm. What's the points?
12. So
it's still there.
Yeah, so Pollock are,
as we talked about Pollock this year, there's been a lot of ongoings with Pollock.
Yep.
I think before we kind of stopped recording, I think we talked about finances a wee bit.
Yeah.
I think, maybe just.
Yeah.
Or we talked about it on chat anyway.
Yeah.
And I think Pollock are a team that get the crowds in the door when they need to be. I think they're a team that built really good squad. But again, injuries, new setup, new team, new everything, new management also from last year coming in and then trying to make something a club.
Yes.
Because they should be up there. They do it a different way. I don't know if they bought players, I don't know. But for what I could lead to believe, they're not that kind of club.
Yeah.
Unlike
other teams in there.
Aye. That are not even anywhere near the top.
Yes.
So where is Gartcairn, please?
Gartcairn are 10th.
Yes. Well, there's your example.
Who have got 4 games in hand over the leaders.
Yes.
But
the points.
31 points.
Yeah, so they're a team that's an example. You know, they obviously play in a cage, like many other clubs in this league, unfortunately, the way it is. And they've got an investment. They've got some people in there that's putting a bit of money in. Ian McShane left Darvel.
Yep.
Obviously quite early on in the season actually to go and play there, so you've now played at a club that's been a somebody trying to make it a somebody, big crowds coming up to then another club that's meant trying to be a somebody, but again, how long does that last?
Yep.
Where do they go? What do they do? So yes, fun and games.
Indeed.
The race is always fun and games.
Oh, always is. And the thing is, I'll try to get individual teams, so I was using Footballogy to find individual games,
but
because if games are cancelled and everything else, it sometimes takes a while.
The West of Scotland websites actually the bollocks, it's brilliant, it's actually really good.
But the
take hints, West of Scotland.
East of Scotland.
Yeah?
Take hints, East of Scotland.
Yes. Yes.
Detailed.
East of Scotland's alright, it's just very old looking, and many of you better revamp.
Fixtures, where are we?
So the biggest question is, are Clydebank going to hold on?
No.
Do you still believe Pollock have it in them?
No.
Do you believe Darvel have it in them?
No.
Do you believe that it could be an absolute dark horse and you never know who it could be?
I think.
And is the dark horse the same one we think? I'm thinking.
Is it the same one that won it last year?
Aye.
Aye. to give you the thing, so according to the Beast fixtures are, they've got on Saturday Arthur Lee.
Right.
Then they've got Ben Burb.
Right.
Then away to Glenafton, away to Hurlford, away to home to St Caddick's on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Well, that was the other one I was going to come to as well. Was them.
You work him?
When?
24th. Such a Wednesday night.
Yeah, I can make something work probably.
Because I'll find childcare.
I'll find something. If I'm not back shifting, no,
what's
good.
What's your missus doing?
Because
that would be that. By the way, that fixture there
could be
the one that decides it.
But there you go. But St. Cadet's, a game we just talked about. I swear, I want to go back to their position. I want to try and find out the position they were in, because they were away. They were gone. There was no way they were going to do anything.
St. Cadet's?
Aye. They were nowhere near it.
Yeah.
I mean, now they're second.
I think it comes down to the running results, doesn't it? I'm going to get the results just
aye,
to show
because
you.
Because I genuinely feel that they were getting beat every week. They couldn't string a win. They were toiling at just before Christmas or just after Christmas as well.
Yep.
And I think this is what it comes down to. Martin Fellows, I'll tell you what.
He's done a cracking job.
Hats off, considering you won the Lowland League Cup last year with East Kilbride and you got the same team also, were you? But
and then got binned the next day.
I tell you what, as much as obviously things have went well for East Kilbride, it could have backfired a wee bit. If Mr Kennedy didn't do well.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? But imagine next year, if St Cadet's are the team to maybe go up to the Lowland.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Just trying to find our things.
Hello, friend.
Hello. It's like that.
It's Spider-Man.
That's Spider-Man. it's one of these. I'm just trying to find the see what their fixtures are, but it is one of these.
But Claybank will be probably kicking myself in the teeth a bit, because it's false.
Yeah.
At the moment, you may be thinking you're on a high, you're top of the league, you're laughing, but they're playing some good football. Claybank the same as last year. They've got a good infrastructure, a good whacking behind them because of like say a certain other club that didn't quite work out.
This is the thing you talk about St. Cadet's, right? I don't know the last time you checked it because their form seems very hit and miss.
It is hit and miss. I don't know how they're sitting second.
They beat Troon last weekend.
Uh-huh.
They got beat for Talbot the week before.
Aye, but there's another team we're going to come into in a minute.
They drew with Claybank.
Right.
Beat Pollock.
Right.
Beat Largs.
Uh-huh.
Got beat for Atherley.
Right.
Drew with Darfall. Go beat for Johnston Borough in the Scottish Cup.
But there you go, that's what I'm saying.
And then up to the February, they drew with Glarkhern. So
maybe never since then it's been a renaissance, is it?
It's a wee bit, it's weird, like, because obviously they go beat for Darfall in the start of the year. This is just the start this year. They beat Irvine, because everybody else is, and then they beat Ben Burke.
It's pretty sad, actually, to be honest, considering the pedigree that club used to be.
Yeah. But it's so hit and miss. But at the same time, because but everyone else is they're getting points on the board anyway.
Same idea. I mean, you look at the same thing when we're talking about Talbot.
Yeah.
Talbot were a goner.
They were.
You know.
I'm sure they started. Name
for sure. Well,
I'm sure they started.
Name
the season,
for sure.
I'm sure they started.
A team that got ripped apart due to certain reasons, and a team that money. It's all down to money.
I'm sure at the start of the season we talked about they were bought. Everyone were bottom, and they were second bottom, and we were like,
aye.
I'm sure Kieran was calling for Thomas Lonteed.
Well, he's a big Talbot man, isn't he?
More
near sure.
Hi. So Talbot's like, they drew a Beath at the weekend.
I asked him a question that, by the way. So if Talbot, like years ago, played Lithgow again, who would you go and see? what side would you go and sit on? Guess what? Couldn't answer me.
Of course he couldn't, because you've got him thinking that playing Lithgow are the best team in the world.
Mark's so left, mate. It's over.
So Talbot beat St Carrick's last week, as I've said.
Yeah.
But then, obviously, they beat... They beat Auchin, they beat Hurlford, they beat Cumnock, they beat Kirkintilloch. They've just done this run of games.
So just all these runs, aye.
Like, the last time they got beat was the 13th. The last time they got beat was Claybank on the 13th of January.
Really?
Yeah. Because he's just, whatever he's done, he's just...
And then look at Pollock.
Yeah.
Start of the season, flying, playing good football.
Yep. I've seen them here, obviously, we've seen them in the Scottish.
I didn't obviously see them for other reasons in the... South Challenge, but we'll not talk about that game either. That was an old tie. That was good to watch in the highlights as well. But
even then, like they're a bit hit and miss. They beat Hurlford on the weekend. They drew obviously with Beath. They beat Darvel.
Beat
for St Cadet's. They beat Arthurley.
But it's like they go through a spell of like four games and like a beauty. Here we go, and then they get absolutely.
Well, they said they beat Arthurley at home. They beat Garncairn at home, but the week before that they got beat for they drew with Arthurley away.
So it's a game that you should have won.
Got beat for Irvine away.
A game.
Go beat for Kirkintilloch in the Scotland. That was a.
You could even say bye to Maxwell after these games.
Oh, aye. They go beat for Claybank.
Yeah.
Like they generally started the season. They started this the turn of the year just awful. I mean, sometimes it doesn't help when games are being called off and you maybe miss out and stuff like that. But it's, at the end of the day, the whole league's like that, and they're horrendous through there because the last two seasons we've talked about this. There's always been a team that's had to make a run for nowhere, like to win the like. Darvel did it. They won the league. They came from absolutely nowhere to win the league because Talbot were top.
Correct.
And Talbot had 10 games to play within a fortnight or something. They were playing.
And then Darvel used the same excuse, obviously. Aye. Again, it's the same. It's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Tit for tat. So, but aye. So who's winning it then? Dark horse, or do you think St Caddox might even another dark horse?
St Caddox licensed.
They will be. Aye, they must be, because they play. It's 4G and it's floodlighting. It's
because the thing is,
they must be.
I don't think Beath are licensed. This.
Still I don't think they are either. I think there's a dispute in the north of the council.
Yeah, it's not to do with the floodlights. And that's the thing, is one, like,
or can they be sneaky and register sales somewhere for a season?
It's not just the league, it's not just the floodlights though, that's everything else.
I know, but then it's infrastructure too, it's like everything else. I think certain grounds, that how they've got a licence, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, we'll not go into that one, eh?
I don't know. I'd like them to be, like, so Talbot are licensed, Ben Barber licensed.
Darvel, obviously.
Clyde Blank and Cumnock and Darvel, Glen Afton, Irvine, Pollock, no, St Caddox aren't.
So they're not.
They've not got a licence.
But I bet you they will be.
Even though they probably could gain a licence.
I bet they will, aye.
Aye, with intent, because they play at New Tinto Park.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But it's the same idea where obviously Beef, they got tilt last year, you need to do this X, Y and Z, and they came at that statement saying the plans are in place, the infrastructure's just ready to go to get ripped up and put in.
But what the Lonely Chairman said last season is that if it can be done by the start of the season, or if they
they'll accept it.
Aye, they'll basically give them a temporary licence to play.
That's bullshit though, isn't it?
Of course it is.
So they could have played in that playoff and then just went for the laugh.
Yeah.
And then didn't they actually put it in place?
Pump news and nobody goes up.
And then then who goes up though? Lusky would have to go up
they
then
would
by default.
To go up, aye, they would die.
It's like imagine it folded or something, imagine they folded.
Yeah.
Like Rosyth or something end up winning the league or something and got folded. Who wins the league now?
I know.
Yeah. I had to be the person making that decision.
It's one of these that's so high. Like, there's two teams that can win that league that aren't licensed.
Yeah.
And then I don't want Talbot to win the league because it'll not kill.
The thing is, though, Talbot would be a good addition.
They would be.
Awesome addition. Any team in the West would be an awesome addition.
Of course they would.
But there's a part of me this season.
Imagine how good the game it's going to be. Like,
is it? If it's somebody that could actually play in a playoff.
Yeah.
But it's the same idea what I said to you before. Imagine these two teams at the moment, imagine Clydebank. If it is Clydebank, right? Say if it's Clydebank. Clydebank and Broxburn both go up.
Yep.
Right? So they're automatically up.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how good that would be for the loan.
Yeah, of course it would.
You know? Even just one of the teams could go up.
Yeah.
Right? For next year, I actually maybe want a West team to come up this time.
Just for a trip away.
I'm not even going to lie to you. Some of them have got bigger crowds.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Imagine Pollock actually got. I said this about last year. Mm-hmm. If they went to the loan league, yeah, dancer. As much as I hate to say it, St Caddox, no, I wouldn't want to see St Caddox.
It's just New Tinto Park, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not exactly a glamour support for
them. I think it'd be a good story for, obviously, the
aye, for them in general, but it's the whole cliche, in it, the money's been there, this and that.
Well, it is, because they came up last year, they've just come up.
Correct, but then it's the same idea what we're talking about, I wouldn't have been Beef.
Yeah.
Get a licence, old school ground, a really old school ground.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so you're thinking, you know what, it'd be a good addition as well, get a decent support as well.
Yeah.
Playing Arlen Doherty again next year. Hi, Arlen.
It's a good one.
No, Stevens is a good one now.
Sorry, aye.
Aye, Stephen Pollock, he went back to Pollock. Was it Ben Barber? Was he on loan somewhere, wasn't he?
Aye, was aye.
Aye, they ended up getting me called back, because they were in the ship with money.
Aye.
That's great. Hi, Stephen. Welcome back. You've scored about 10 goals for Ben Barber, you can date for us. And then he ended up doing it.
So
I'm sure it was Ben Bob.
I can't even think who it was.
No.
But aye, so I don't know. Again, I think it's probably Darvel are probably out of it, to be honest.
I think Darvel have known ever since the announcement ever since poor runs in the junior Scottish, the actual Scottish, the results in the league at the games that they needed to win, that were the big games.
Yeah.
And then obviously new manager, the feud between the two
managers
on Twitter, and then John announcing that
he's
saying bye bye.
Yeah.
But he's not saying bye bye at the same time.
Yeah, he's not leaving the.
And then is what Jordan was saying to us before about the stand project.
Yeah.
It was a big thing. It only came about because everyone's on a high.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go, and then it's
just
it's a flash in the pan.
But then did they suppose that if they build on they build on that separately.
Well, John's still going to be there.
Yeah, he's left.
That's what I'm saying. He's not going to go.
No, he's left them just
away
as well.
From behind the scenes.
Of course it is.
So the club's there to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
The pitches are going to go away because of the infrastructure that's been put in place. And
exactly.
So everyone's there, isn't it?
But I don't think it'll be Clyde Bank. Again, it's probably going to be. It is between St Caddick's, Talbot and Beath. I think, obviously, Talbot.
It's actually lined up for Talbot's year.
Yeah.
To be where they were as well as with St Caddick's, but then again, can they keep up the form? Can they keep up the consistency? When they have, though, because they're in the position now where they're challenging.
Yeah.
Because the issue that you have is that with Pollock, they were in the position to keep challenging, and 1 week they were sitting third, and then they go down to fifth because they end up getting beat off fucking Afferley or something stupid.
So you've got so Talbot's fixtures are Kirkintilloch away, got Cairn at home, Arthurley away, Hurlford away, and Largs in the last game. So that's a very
Largs
again. Yeah, apart from Largs,
we've even spoken about them.
I know,
and they're just sitting there. Hiya,
hiya, aye.
We're sitting in the playoff, we're sitting in the top five, but we'll no bother saying nothing to you.
Well, let's talk about them now.
yeah. So what's their points? What's their difference?
So they have, Largs are on the same as Darvel, but they've played a game more. So they probably are out. They're probably out of
something,
winning the league.
Maybe
but
not.
Again, you never know. Like, they're running fixtures at the end of the season. We obviously know they're playing Talbot at the end of the season, but they've got Hurlford, Irvine and Kinbeath as our three games.
So Beath is obviously going to be a big, massive
one.
But at the same time, the two games before that, if they're sitting that high in the league, they should be looking at that going, you're beauty.
And that's six. Aye, exactly. But, I mean, you look at their running form as well. Like, when I seen that Darvel, I didn't realise where they were until we've looked at this in the league, when I seen that.
But Darvel were like that. They've got themselves really back up in the league, because after that announcement about John, there was a big thing about saying, oh, here we go, the players are going to leave. And then they went in this renaissance, and saying, oh, they end up going up the league.
Caddick's the only team to beat them.
Really?
Most of this year. Pollock beat them in January, and then that's it. So they beat Kirkintilloch the other week.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Darvel yesterday.
Yep.
They beat Gartcairn at home. They drew with Cumnock. They beat for St Caddick's. They beat Clyde Bank at Home Park.
Right.
So they beat Irvine Meadow. They beat Glen Afton. They drew with Benburb. They beat for Pollock, and they beat Arthurley. So they went on this good running form. That's why they were there in the league. Mm-hmm. And it's... if you were to, before we looked at the table, if you were to tell me the teams, I would not put them in anywhere close to the top of that league.
No,
not even close.
No chance. No,
not even close. And I think going down quickly, move down the bottom. I think Irvine will go down, and it's Arthley.
Yeah.
To be fair, probably the three teams at the bottom of the league will be the three that go down. I think.
I think so.
Yeah, I think Kirkintilloch and Arthurley will be the other two as well. Unfortunately, I think Glen Afton will probably just have a bit too much.
Another one that's a funny club, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Glen Afton have got one game more than Kirkintilloch, but they're 6 points in front.
Yeah.
And everybody else, like, above them have played more games as well, less games, so... Yeah, I think those three will be done, unfortunately. Irvine Meadow getting relegated the year that Talbot win the league, that'll be...
that'll go down somewhere.
That will go down.
Don't go to Ayrshire.
Yes. As the tourist board says. But, yeah.
That tourist board, they're shutting them
down. But, aye, that would be... There, it's going to be. It's so tight. It's something probably to come back to in a couple of weeks. But,
aye, definitely.
And whoever they get, obviously whoever Broxburn get, it's going to be massive. So yes, we will wrap that up there.
Thanks very much for having me.
What?
Been a pleasure. All right, Kieran, how you doing, mate? All right,
Ewan.
Aye, Fandando. thanks for listening. We're also on streaming sites. We also check out our also past.
Catalogue.
Yeah, whatever it is. Something like that. We've obviously got a few things on YouTube as well. If Kieran's face comes up, just skip them ones.
Yeah.
And just use a like and follow and enjoy.
Indeed. Thank you very much for listening.
And it's a goodbye for me.
That's a bye for me.